online June 1st. For more information, visit mhklibrary.org.
Good morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. Thanks to USD 33 Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed and School Board Member Leo Fleiter for coming in and starting off with the big news. Again, just to remind folks that it was just announced by Democratic candidate for Kansas Governor Josh Swaty that Katrina Lewison has been chosen as his, or he has chosen Katrina Lewison as his lieutenant governor in that race. So congratulations to her. She's USD 33 board member. We are now going to talk Manhattan Christian College, and we have Kevin Ingram here, president of MCC. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be back with you. I've missed the last couple of times, and so I'm glad to be back on the air with you this morning, Brady.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was about to do a lost and found for you, making sure you're still in town.
Yeah, making sure I'm still in town, still on staff. But yes, I am, and glad to be back, because I always enjoy being on the In Focus show in the morning.
And we always enjoy having you, and it's always a lot going on at MCC. And of course, like with old schools across the nation, it May means graduation, and you already had that.
Yeah, we already had it Saturday, May 5th, and we do it, obviously, when you think of the calendar and the schedule of all that's going on in Manhattan with K-State graduation last weekend and Manhattan High School this weekend, just from a facility perspective, not only for us, but also for the families coming in for housing. It makes a lot of sense for us to do it on a different weekend. And we had commencement Saturday, May 5th, and had 68 total graduates this year. That's probably about an average number for us overall, an average number in the last 3 years. And, you know, we're very proud of every one of them. This year we had, you know, we always have a graduate luncheon, and we've had that on campus the last few years. But this year, having our activity center, the Howie's Activity Center, made it for a wonderful day. We had over 400 in attendance. I think it was double what we've had the last few years, and we don't know if it's because everybody knew we were going to have room for it or what, but it was just a great family atmosphere for us, and had a luncheon in there, and our graduates get to share some of the stories of where they're going and what they have in the future, and it was just a wonderful family day. We held our ceremony, our formal ceremony, over at Forum Hall in the K-State Student Union, which is a great venue for us when you have about, I think we had 52 of the 68 walk this year. And when you have that night a number and you have about 10 family members on average for each person, that room is pretty full and pleasantly full. So it makes for a great venue. And we were proud to host Senator Jerry Moran to be our speaker this year. And I'm going to be honest, probably one of the best graduation speeches I've ever heard. I've been to several colleges and several universities seeing family members graduate. And I've been a part of 19 of them at Manhattan Christian College. And we've had a lot of great speakers through the year, but really appreciate what Senator Moran shared that day. And one of the thoughts that he shared that I thought was just really good, he goes, you know, in a few weeks or months, some of you, or maybe many of you, are going to get a business card that has your name on it and has a title underneath it. But that title does not make you something. What you do with the abilities and the talents and the time and the treasure that you've been given is what's going to make the impact in this world. And I thought it was just a great practical challenge for our graduates to remember. And so just wanted to mention Senator Moran, who just did a fantastic job and got a lot of comments and still getting comments from people. And I know people probably wonder what a breakdown is of our graduates and what do they do and what is their degree programs. And this year we have a breakdown of that that I'd like to share here real quickly. 46% of our graduates went into Christian ministry, and that would be a variety of focuses that they would have, going to intercultural studies and worship and preaching and youth. And we're just proud of those graduates. 20% of them complete our management and ethics degree, which is in our LEAD program. And this year, 15% of them did biblical leadership. And what that means is some of those graduates, for example, one of those will be going to Lincoln Christian Seminary to dig deeper and get his master's degree in theology. And so that's what that degree helps prepare them for. And 5% of them graduated with degrees from Kansas State University as well. And that number is usually a little bit higher on an average, but we're proud of those who will be graduating. And they did graduate last week. So we had a lot of families, you know, of 68 students, 5% of them doing that. We had, you know, several families who had to come to Manhattan 2 weeks in a row and help the economy of Manhattan with hotel rooms and everything else. But really proud of the day, and it's always a fun family day for us. It's kind of a bittersweet day, as those who are at K-State and even at the high school would recognize, that it's our goal to graduate them, but it's also, you know, a sad day for us because we've gotten to know them so well and we'll miss them, but are proud of what they're going to be doing when they leave Manhattan.
And with that, when you're thinking about the class of 2018, and I asked USD 8383 folks kind of the same question, I'm sure every class is kind of unique in its own way. What when it comes to the class of 2018 for MCC, what is it about this class that strikes you, I guess, maybe compared to previous ones?
Boy, that's a great question. I was even listening to the 383 interview when I was coming in, and I don't remember that question, so I don't know where I was. But I'd have pre-thought my answer. I think every class does have a special uniqueness to them, and one of the things that I've noted about this class that has just really stood out to me that, you know, every year I meet with our student government officers, and several of them were graduates this year, and I think they were a great reflection of this class, that they really have a heart and desire to make a difference in this world. For example, our student government president this year, Colin Schlotfeldt, is just a great young man, going to be going on to seminary in Lincoln to get his master's. But he was one of our students who led our Mexico mission trip the last 3 years, and he was the leader of that trip. And this graduating class, as all of them do, so it's hard for me to say, but only about this class, but there just seems to be a very special heart that they had for making a difference and a positive attitude about them in that. And Colin would be a great example of that, as well as many, many of the other graduates. And so, you know, it's just something special to see that they really want to leave here and make a difference in our world, which we know our world needs so badly. So that would be something I'd say about this class.
Did okay for not knowing right away.
Yeah, well, I hope
rebounded
so.
Rebounded nicely.
Yeah, thank you. You bet.
And, you know, and with that, you said that the challenges that they face. And when you think about this class of 2018, and maybe not just MCC, but just overall graduates, high school graduates, K-State graduates, going into the world after this 2018 world, what do you think the biggest challenges are going to be for these graduating classes?
Well, obviously, I think the rapid pace of change in our world is something that's tremendously significant. It's a statistic I heard years ago that I think stands out to me, and it's probably even more so now if I haven't heard an updated figure. But one of those is that a person, an adult, who was raised in 1850s America, that there is more information in one New York Times than that person would have heard in their lifetime. And when you think about that, that was about 5 or 10 years ago that I heard that. Now when you think about the access to media and information that comes purely through our phones and the memory that our phones now have that is exponentially more than the Commodore 64 that I graduated with, and that was 64K, not gigabytes,
right.
You know, that I graduated from college with, I think those are some of the challenges that when you look at technology and the pace at which it is changing, which then, in my opinion, affects a lot of our ethical decisions and moral decisions. When you think about just the different challenges that come with that medically and professionally and all of the above, I think those are going to be some of the challenges that they're going to face in this rapidly changing world. One of the unique ones coming up that I begin to start thinking about when I hear news stories is, what do you do with driverless cars? You know, I don't do well riding with somebody else, much less riding in a car with nobody in control over it other than a machine. And so I think those are some of the challenges that this generation is going to face, and they're going to have to figure out how to manage all of that. So it's going to be interesting.
And I think you bring up a good point with all that, just the incredible amounts of information, not only just dealing with that incredible amount of information, but, you know, how you filter through all that information as far as, you know, what's legit, what's not, what's good information, what's useful information.
What's useful. And you know, and then you think about the challenges in our world of just the mental health issues that
sure.
seem to be increasing. And, you know, our graduates who are going into ministry, I believe, when I look at when I was at a pastor 25 years ago when I was at a church in Great Bend, Kansas, the issues that they're dealing with and the breadth and depth of those issues that they're dealing with now, it's going to make it challenging serving in some of those roles, how to impact lives and make a difference and help people navigate just all the issues going on in our world.
And just another quick thing to piggyback on that real quick is you have all those factors that you just mentioned. You also had to factor that we're all so public anymore. We're because of social media, everybody's almost a public figure now.
Right.
So getting through that and just, you know, dealing with how everything is under a microscope now.
And, well, yeah.
And that's another difficulty I think graduates have
you
to
bet.
Look at.
Everything's under a microscope, but it's also talk about how this may be a generation that's under a microscope and everything in their life is publicized, but yet they're one of the loneliest generations that's ever lived in America. and you think about the contrast of that. How are they going to connect with people and the people skills to be able to interact? It's going to be fascinating.
It has to be a little nerve-wracking at times for a university president or a school president, but just at least maybe hoping you have the confidence that you taught them well and that they're going to have the tools out there to compete.
You bet.
Let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll come back and we'll talk about some summer plans for MCC right here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by M&S Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. M&S